Waleed Blair.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self. With your hosts today, Nate Muhammad and James Bashir. Brother Imam Wale, are you Bilal? So a little bit tired up and a little activity. So we're here to carry on today. Like always, we like to start everything. For Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Today, we like to just speak about halal and haram. I was just sitting here thinking about and talking to a couple other people today, and we couldn't help it that we realized that our life that we have, we've been living, it's been living under haram, our lifestyle. Now, I didn't grow up in a religious background, so I'm used to ripping and running the streets. And the spirituality of things is really, really overcoming, because then I could see with all the stuff that we encounter out in the street, all we had to do was look at the religious language, and we could have got the answers for what we wanted to do or what we want or how we want to understand. So I looked at it, and this is where haram is not permissible by God. Halal is permissible by God. And we look at the lifestyle we encounter. Sure, yesterday we used to call the white man the devil. We don't have to do that today, because we see who's and what's behind it, the devilish ways or the devilish things. And it's infested in this society. It's infested in society. And now I can understand some of the things that we encounter. And now why we encounter, nobody has to sit and tell us. We sit up here and we look for justice. We're not getting any justice out of a haram atmosphere. We're not looking for fairness in a haram atmosphere. And if you look at everything that's going on out in society, you don't see no fairness. You see a bunch of lies, cheating, and stealing. That's what we encounter. And we all want to take a stand against this. I was looking at the police officers killing of African-Americans. And the people with the signs up, they want justice for that person. They can't get justice in an unjust society. And the way they set everything up is to continue to fool the people. What the people don't know, they can't say. So we holler. So we get frustrated. So then maybe we loot, burn stuff, tear things down. It's not the way to go do it. This is why the halal industry do for self. To build a model of the community for the African-American people, descendants of slaves, to be an example for them to go about and do things the way Allah said, or God, the way he said. And if we move godly among the people, we will get better results, because we're not getting any kind of results out here. This society wants you to sell out your people. They want you to sell your soul, and then they throw you to the wayside. That's what this is about. I done seen it. We done seen it time and time again. So, again, we out to unite the people. help them and pull them and bring to their attention the lifestyle that they are living. They're living that lifestyle and don't even know where it originated from. They just doing what well, this is what I've been conditioned with. A young brother was talking about rap, and he was telling about the language with the rap. And he said, well, that's what the people want to hear. Nah, people don't want to hear that. That's what you condition the people on. The people didn't want to go out here and murder people, rape people, stick up people. People didn't want to do that. The people was conditioned for it. Subliminally, they didn't get the option. Do I want to do this and do I want to do that? You'll go to court and all that, and the judge say you should have known right for wrong. How you gonna know right for wrong when they entrap you? You entrap and you have to accept whatever come down the chute. That's not knowing right for wrong. You're lost before you even start. He used to tell us that, you know, the deck was stacked against us, the African Americans and the Hispanics. The deck was already stacked against you. So you even lost before you step out of your door. What kind of stuff is that? We believe with a halal disposition, where a law one, we have to be fair and honest with you. We have to approach you with a lowly spirit, humble. Just like all the prophets that came to the people to warn the people for the endangerment that they would encounter our Messiah. And what you wanted to do is to share with them your understanding of the haram things, so they can help navigate through that madness. It's easy to deal with something once you know what you're dealing with, but they got everybody moving so individually that they could care less, or they won't look up or listen until they in a jam. Once they're in the jam, now they're going to have to go full circle with it, whatever it might be. You want to stop that so you won't have to go that full circle. That's being trapped in. And we learned. We learned that from Imam Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with. Matter of fact, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Wahdi Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with them both. They're the ones put us on the road to see where we was going. And they was pointing in the direction of being halal, striving to be halal, coming out of the wilderness of North America full of blight. We have to clean ourselves up, especially the African-American people, descendants of slaves. He had to clean himself up, and he had to teach him to love himself and love his people. All over again, because the things that we encounter put a big strain on your heart toward your own people. Look at him. He ain't know nobody. He ain't know nothing. We'd rather think somebody else would be more fair with us than our own people. We have to sit back and, as the Imam put the structure in, we have to unite. We have to unite and show our people where we was wrong, how we was wrong. Halal industry is the vehicle, the vessel to help bring about that, because we have to raise them up economically. Because look at our people. We're in bad shape. We ain't got nothing. As the Imam called our neighborhood the food desert. That means you don't own nothing in your area, in your community. But the main thing, that's what neutralizes everything, that we have to leave with the law first. You can't leave with what man takes. Man to sit here and run you down one-way road with a dead end and leave you to fend for yourself. No. We want to raise the people up, have them be independent, do for themselves, be responsible for their activities or their account, establish integrity so he can admit when he's wrong and not be ashamed of it. And that's about working as one, establishing everything as we want. That's the whole purpose of all that. The African-American descendants of slavery functioning with all this haram things that it's blowing my mind that we can encounter things that we was thought we was doing right and it was all wrong all the time. And we look for religious leaders to direct us, clarify things. The religious leaders I seen outside of Imam Muhammad and the Honorable Muhammad, they looked like they was pimps. They looked like they was love men, as I would call them. They weren't raising the people up. They were busy playing on the people for the money, the siphoning all the money. And we had a couple of them in the neighborhood did well that I can relate to, but majority of them didn't. Majority didn't. And then now, once we get to this line, it was a whole new different thing. And I wasn't paying attention. You know, a lot of people, you know, get into spirituality. They wanted to learn Arabic, and they wanted to, do more studying from abroad. I wasn't interested in that. I was interested in our people, how we got in a jam like this, and how we going to get out of this jam. And it didn't really realize it until 1995. When we first heard about the halal industry, from dust to industry, as the man said. That's when it hit. That's where how we going to get out of this bondage that we're in. We look at the people today, the Islamic, the people, if they get caught up in this society. And this society is ruled and is controlled by Shaitan. And if you want to be involved in it, you got to pay to play. They sit here and they got all these secret societies that the people have to buy into in order to excel. And you be thinking that they doing well, but they done sold their soul. Halal. We have to withstand our challenge. We have to. And everything is built around for ourselves once we unify. And we're only accountable for our own action. How are we going to produce things? We have to produce things as one. Society, under Haram, they want you to move individually so you can easily be controlled. Lied to, cheated. We see it in everything in the environment, in society today. You go deal with the authorities, all of across the board, lying, cheating, and stealing. And we should be good at it as far as our people there, because we know everything that's what's going on out here in this society. Because everybody uses us. We establish the oneness, establish the unification among ourselves. We can check everything across the board. How do I know? Because everything that's wrong out there, our people is involved in it. Maybe they don't know what they is. For instance, we know who's shooting up everybody. We know who's raping everybody. We know who's sticking up everybody. We know that. We know who's snatching these poor kids off the street. We know all that, who's going on. Why? Because we're involved in it. We're involved in not knowing. It's just a hustle, as they will say. I'm just hustling. This is how I got to make a buck. So I know they know, because we have to encounter and deal with everything in our community. The blight in our community, the drug, we have to deal with the drugs, the crack area, they robbing people unmercifully, raping, killing. We done seen all this in all our lives. We see that every day. You look at the news. News start off with mass killings. News start off with killing of innocent people from a war standpoint. Raping, robbing. That's all we hear. That's what I mean by how you are conditioned, or we are conditioned to accept that. Subconsciously. Don't even have to be physically, subconsciously, because they think.